Tam O'Shanter, A Tale. When Chapman Billies leave the street and Ruthie Neighbours neighbours meet, as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, while we sit boozing at the nappy and getting foo and unco happy, we think now on the long Scots miles, the mosses, waters, slaps and stiles that lie between us and our hame, where sits our sulky, sullen dame, gathering her brows like a gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. This truth found honest Tam O'Shanter, as he free air a night did canter, auld air when ne'er a town surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. O Tam, hadst thou but been sae wise as teen thy ain wife Kate's advice, she told thee well there was a skellum, a blethering, blustering, drunken blellum, that frae November to October, a market day, thou was nae sober, that ilka melder with a miller, thou sat as lang as thou had siller, and every naig was cad a shoe on, the smith and thee gat roar and foo on, that at the Lord's house even on Sunday, thou drank wi Kirt and Jean till Monday. She prophesied that later soon, thou would be found deep drowned in Doon, or catched by warlocks in the mirk, by Alloway's old haunted kirk. Ah, gentle dames, it gars me greet to think how mony counsels sweet, how mony lengthened sage advices the husband frae the wife despises. But to our tale, a market night. Tam had got planted unco right, fast by an ingle, bleezing finely wi ream and swats that drank divinely. At his elbow, suitor Johnny, his ancient, trusty, druthy crony. Tam lewd him like a very brither. They had been foo for weeks thegither. The night drave on wi sangs and clatter, and aye the ale was growing better. The landlady and Tam grew gracious wi secret favour sweet and precious. The suitor told his queerest stories. The landlord's laugh was ready chorus. The storm without might rear and rustle. Tam didna mind the storm a whistle. Care, mad to see a man sae happy, he drowned himself among the nappy. As bees flee hame wi lades of treasure, the minutes winged their way wi pleasure. Kings may be blessed, but Tam was glorious, or a' the hills o' life victorious. But pleasures are like poppies spread. You sees the flower, its bloom is shed, or like the snow falls in the river, a moment white, then melts forever. Or like the Borealis race that flit, or you can point their place, or like the rainbow's lovely form evanishing amid the storm. Nay man can tether time or tide. The hour approaches, Tam on ride. That hour o' night's black arch, the key stain, that dreary hour Tam mounts his beast in, and sick a night he tacks the road in, as ne'er poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as 'twould blawn its last, the rattling showers rose on the blast, the speedy gleams the darkness swallowed, loud, deep and lang the thunder bellowed. That night a child might understand, the deil had business on his hand. Wheel mounted on his grey mare Meg, a better never lifted leg, Tam scalped on through dub and mire, despising wind and rain and fire, while holding fast his good blue bonnet, while crooning o'er some old Scots sonnet, while glowering round wi' prudent cares, lest bogles catch him unawares. Kirk Alloway was drawing nigh, where ghosts and howlets nightly cry. By this time he was crossed the ford, where in the snaw the chapman smoored, and past the birks and meikle stane, where drunken Charlie Brack's neck bane. And through the winds, and by the cairn where hunters found the murdered bairn, and near the thorn aboon the well where Mungo's mither hanged hersel. Before him Doon pours all his floods, the doubling storm roars through the woods, the lightnings flash from pole to pole, near and more near the thunders roll. When, glimmering through the groaning trees, Kirk Alloway seemed in a bleeze, through ilka bore the beams were glancing, and loud resounded mirth and dancing. Inspiring bold John Barleycorn, what dangers thou can make us scorn. Wi Tippenny we fear nae evil, wi Usco Bay we'll face the devil. The swat sae reamed in Tammy's noddle, fair play, he card nae deals a boddle. But Maggie stood recht sair astonished, till by the heel and hand admonished, she ventured forward in the light, and wow, Tam saw an unco sight. Warlocks and witches in a dance, nae cotillion Brent knew frae France, but hornpipes, jigs, strathspeys and reels put life and metal in their heels. A winnock bunker in the east, there sat old Nick in shape of beast, a towsy tyke, black, grim and large. To gie them music was his charge. He screwed the pipes and gart them skirl till roof and rafters added dull. Coffins stood round, like open presses, that showed the dead in the last dresses. And by some devilish cantrip slight, each in its cauld hand held a light, by which heroic Tam was able to note upon the haly table a murderer's banes and gibbet airns, twa span lang wee unchristened bairns, a thief, new cutted fairy a rape, wi' his last gasp as gabbed and gape, five tomahawks wi' blood, red rusted five scimitars wi' murder crusted, a garter which a babe had strangled, a knife a father's throat had mangled, whom his ain son o' life bereft, the grey hairs yet stacked to the heft, wi' mair o' horrible and awfu, which even to name would be unlawfu. As Tammy glowered amazed and curious, the mirth and fun grew fast and furious. The piper loud and louder blew, the dancers quick and quicker flew. They reeled, they set, they crossed, they cleekit, till ilka carlin swat and reekit, and coosed her duddies to the wark, and linkit at her in her sark. Now Tam, O Tam, had they been queens, a plump and strappin' in their teens, their sarks instead o' creeshy flannin', been snow-white 1700 linen. Their breeks o' mine, my only pair, that once were plush, o' good blue hair, I would hae gien them aff my hardies, for ae blink o' the bonny birdies. But withered bedlams old and draw-rig woody hags would spin a foal, loupin' and flingin' in a crummock, I wondered didna turn thy stomach. But Tam kent it was foo brawly. There was a winsome wench and wally that night enlisted in the corps, lang after kend on Carrick shore. For mony a beast to dead she shot, and perished mony a bonny boat, and shook baith meikle corn and bear, and kept the countryside in fear. Her cutty sark, o' paisley harn, that while a lassie she had worn, in longitude though sorely scanty, it was her best when she was vaunty. Ah, little kent thy reverend granny, that sark she coffed for her wee nanny. We twa pund Scots, 'twas our riches, would ever graced a dance o' witches. But hear my muse, her wingman cower, sick flights as far beyond her power, to sing how nanny lap and flang, a supple jade she was and strang, and how Tam stood like ane bewitched, and thought his very een enriched. Even Satan glowered and fidged foo fain, and hotched and blew wi' might and main. Till first he caper sign another, Tam tint his reason a'thegither, and rose out, "Weel done, cutty sark!" And in an instant all was dark. And scarcely had he Maggie rallied, when out the hellish legion sallied. As bees biz out wi' angry fyke, when plundering herds assail their bike, as open pussy's mortal foes, when pop she starts before their nose, as eager runs the market crowd, when "Catch the thief!" resounds aloud. So Maggie runs, the witches follow, wi' mony an eldrick screech and hollow. Ah, Tam, ah, Tam, thou'll get thy fairn, and hell they'll roast thee like a heron. In vain thy Kate awaits thy coming, Kate soon will be a woeful woman. Now do thy speedy utmost, Meg, and win the keystane of the brig. There at them thou thy tail may toss, a running stream they dare na cross. But ere the keystane she could make, the faint a tail she had to shake. For Nanny, far before the rest, hard upon noble Maggie pressed, and flew at Tam wi' furious ettle, but little wished she Maggie's mettle. Ae spring brought off her master hale, but left behind her ain grey tail. The carlin clotted by the rump, and left poor Maggie scarce a stump. Now, while this tale of truth shall read, ilk man and mother's son take heed. Whene'er to drink you are inclined, or cutty sarks run in your mind, Think ye may buy the joys o'er dear. Remember, Damashanter's mare.